This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee begins the confirmation hearings for Secretary of Defense nominee Ashton Carter today, which also coincides with this week's release of President Obama's budget proposal. The president is pushing for a major increase in defense spending for accounting year 2016. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
These days, defense spending covers more than just the Pentagon, so saying the budget proposes more defense spending isn't the whole story.
You could be forgiven for thinking that, hey, things are looking up for the defense budget.
That's Todd Harrison, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment.
The problem is the budget caps are already enacted into law, and to change them ties this issue, defense spending, directly to several other hot-button issues that Congress is facing.
Those caps he mentioned are what we now know as budget sequestration. So this budget hike is kind of a game of chicken with the two wings of the GOP, those who cheer greater defense spending and those who want to cut costs no matter what. But defense spending has a way of growing. Michael O'Hanlon, a defense analyst with the Brookings Institution, says the Army plans to shrink its force by 40,000. But in the meantime,
the Army has convinced the Pentagon to fund the salaries of those 40,000 out of the war budget, whether those 40,000 happen to be in Afghanistan or anywhere else in the war on terror or not.
All this means defense spending isn't subject to the same amount of downward pressure that discretionary spending is. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.